This iteration of Freedom Edge follows the inaugural exercises in June, which were created following an August 2023 summit at Camp David, where leaders of the three countries agreed to bolster ties and enhance deterrence efforts in the Indo-Pacific, with a particular focus on North Korea's nuclear program. The second round will mobilize various warships and aircraft from the three sides, including the U.S. Navy's USS George Washington aircraft carrier. The U.S. military says fifth-generation fighter jets will also be included for the first time to build a complex missile, air, and submarine defense infrastructure. The three countries have condemned North Korea's missile launches, which South Korea alleges threaten peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea says it's developing its nuclear arsenal to defend itself from any potential provocative military action by the U.S. and its allies. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.